You okay?
Hmm?
Why are you sighing?
I'm just so disappointed in you.
What'd I do? Fuck you.
I don't know. That's the problem.
We gonna play some GTA?
We can after. What's up, guys? My name is Potato, and this is episode 82, take two of the podcast of T-Mongoose podcast. Ooh. Take two.
Said that all fancy, like, take the two. Podcast of T-Mongoose.
It is fancy.
I actually sort of forgot what I was saying, like, as I was saying it.
It's because he eats fancy feast.
Good save.
Yep, I did it good.
Take me off a piece of that fancy feast.
So we lost two people between takes. We do not have Alex, we do not have Spencer.
They both died.
We still have Dole, Terry, and Ryan.
Hello.
We're in the podcast, and we are recording this very late. Much later.
Very,
usually.
Very early, as a matter of fact.
Early.
For me.
Depending, yeah, well,
you guys,
on your point of reference.
Doing it right.
I guess, never mind. I guess the majority rules, it's late.
It is. So, it's not even Friday anymore. So, it doesn't matter. We're getting the podcast done. One way or another. We had a very lengthy podcast. In fact, it might be a better thing that we're redoing this now.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Because, at the end of the last podcast, who said terrible performance or something?
Terry.
Terry, wise.
Well,
wise
I would have said that anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, I don't really take Terry's word on that. Because he says that like all the time anyway, so who gives a shit about that?
We all agreed.
But it was mainly because we spent too much time in one document, because it's the end of the year, and every year we try to do our own little best of that year award combination of vote time.
So we're going to make a list of the top blah, blah, blahs of 2012, and we're going to announce them next week.
Yep.
In a live podcast.
We spent way too much time talking about it last time, and then like we were all in
somebody
the same document.
That will remain nameless.
We all were in the same document all at once.
Was it me?
It was dull.
It was bad. Yeah.
Are
so
it wasn't me.
Yeah, it wasn't you this time. I know, Terry. You know, bad idea is synonymous with your name, but this idea was not your. This is not your fault.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad. I win.
There you go. You win. So, we'll just go over the categories real quick. We argued about these before, but I'm okay with what we have now. And, I'm okay with them now. So, for best movie, we have Batman, Avengers, Looper, and Wreck-It Ralph. Do you guys have anything to add on these? Feel free to speak up if you have thought of anything. In the last day?
No. I forgot we even did that.
Oh. Me too.
If I'm being honest.
Then best TV show is a much bigger list. It's Game of Thrones, Doctor Who, Sherlock, Breaking Bad, Alex's wonderful vote for iCarly, The Walking Dead, Dexter, and Weeds. That's a long list, but I think we could break it down next week. Best video game, we have Halo 4, of course, Assassin's Creed 3, Borderlands 2, Far Cry 3, Mass Effect 3, and Kingdom of Fighters 13 is on here?
For Whitey.
Who wrote that, though? I don't remember us discussing that.
Which one?
I don't think any of us, aside from Whitey, is going to vote for Kingdom of Fighters.
Oh, Dole just wrote it down.
No, well, I'm getting rid of it.
Because we were talking about
why do you get an honorable mention? Whatever.
You get a nice little pat on the butt.
Pat on the butt.
Game.
Best indie game. We have Chivalry, Journey, FTL, Shoot Mini Robots, Fez and Retro City Rampage. Terry, I think you're the only one that's played Retro.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just take that one off. I think you're also the only one that played Fez.
Yeah.
And those were the two you voted for, wasn't it?
Well, I nominated them.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll leave him on, see if it changes until
that's
next
gonna
week.
It's going to be an issue with a lot of the stuff, though.
Yeah, a little
not
bit.
Not all of us have done all of these things.
A lot of us have played a lot of them, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, best DLC, we have Borderlands 2, Battlefield 3, and Skyrim. We're not going to go into individual DLC, just which game had the best overall collection of DLC.
Yeah.
We also have the best YouTube video that we've seen. Number one on the list so far is how to get to level 50 in Borderlands 2 in 5 minutes.
Classic.
Classic video. If you guys haven't seen it, just YouTube it.
Which one?
How to get to level 50 in Borderlands 2 in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty top notch. Waiting for Tonight, the video of the GBA version of American Idol. Played that a lot.
That was perfect.
Beep Bep from Burger Republic. And Things New Mexicans Say. That was a long stint in the last recent podcast.
That was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but that was pretty funny. You want a sandwich? Or no.
Or no.
I'm thinking right, about getting it. A Za and green chilies tattooed right here.
A Zia.
Zia? No, I thought it was like pizza.
No, it's a Zia. It's a sun. It's like an Indian symbol.
Oh, well, good for them.
Yeah.
And then we have Best Drawing Tune, which is cartoon or anime, whatever. We have Sword Art Online, Legend of Korra, Adventure Time, and Regular Show. Because all of those are pretty damn good.
Just the best.
Yeah. I feel like we're missing a couple on there, too, because I feel like we watched a couple more tunes than that.
Probably.
Yeah. And then we have Best Cat. Which I think, Terry, you just kind of said, and we put it in there.
Well, it's the internet. You gotta have best cat.
You gotta have a cat.
We only have two there, though, and that's Tard and Colonel Meow.
That's a tough
two
choice.
Solid nominations.
Of all of these, I think those two are actually the closest. Like, really, who's gonna win there?
Could anyone's race on that one.
We also have best music on here, but we didn't write anything down for that.
That's so, just us following through as usual.
Yeah, whatever. So those are our nominations for now. I highly doubt we're going to change them or add anything more until next week. But next week is a special week. Ryan, tell them why. Tyler's getting married next week. That's not what I was talking about, but that is actually something a little bit more special. So for those of you who are fans of the legendary Tybert, of legends he tells about and only him, mm-hmm.
Sometimes me, but
sometimes Ryan. Sometimes Ryan. He's getting married to a very pretty girl who's very mean to Ryan as of late.
She hates me.
She hates Ryan for just the wrong reasons. Okay, she can't be mad at you about not going to the wedding in like a month's time after your own wedding.
I feel terrible, but.
You could feel terrible, that's justified, but she can't be mad at you for not being able to Washington, D.C.
4 days before Christmas, but I'm so happy for him, I really
yes,
am.
Yes, no, I'm very happy for him as well. You know what, I mean, back in high school, of all friends in my mind, I didn't think that you two would be the first to get married.
Yeah, that's true, I definitely didn't think it was going to be know? Me.
I didn't think it was going to be you. I would have thought Tyler over you.
Yeah,
easily.
Me too.
You know, Terry was top of the list there. I thought he was just going to go to Vegas and get himself a trophy wife. And we were all going to
well,
be pissed.
Well, that one girl, once yeah, well, she he turns did her that. Life around, you know,
that was a, that
she
was a
can call me up.
Nah, man, I think I had a better chance with you. I helped her out.
Yeah, you're I too nice.
Nah,
yes. You'll lose.
She's turning her life around.
Nice
she's going. She's gonna come for the nice guy now. Yeah, she's done with your type, Terry.
She you're needs the someone to treat her like her daddy treated her.
You're the reason that she is the way she is.
Yeah. What of it?
Well, she doesn't like it.
She likes it.
She's going to California.
She just doesn't know it yet.
To come hang out with me. Sorry, Leanne. I'm going to go hang out with that drunken hoe that we've met in Tahoe. We should go to Tahoe again.
We should buy a boat.
We should buy a boat.
When I get back, we'll go.
An office first, though.
No. A houseboat.
A party
that doubles
boat.
Doubles as an office.
And okay, we can shrimp in it.
An office boat, guys. Come on.
Shit. Well, this is just a cubicle on like a barge.
No, it's like a corner office just floating. Windows and all.
That'd be great. That'd be really good. Excuse my... That.
Excuse my...
Look out, just cracking open another beer.
Another natty.
Drinky McDrink over here.
Well, you gotta drink half of the natty to fill the rest with piss so it doesn't taste so bad the rest of the way.
I will not argue with you there.
Yeah, well, you can't. That's a solid fact.
You know your natty.
Okay, well, Ryan, what's the other important thing that's coming up this next week?
The live podcast?
Well, there you go. Yeah. Okay, just downsell it, why don't you?
Well, no, I was just making sure because I was wrong.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
You did it right.
Yeah, because, like, I was, you know, like, the last time we had a live podcast, everybody loved it, you know. They were wondering when the next one was going to be. And
we're going to do them with the worst webcams ever.
Yeah. What?
Wink, wink.
I was going to say, no. We did it the first time. We're going to hopefully try to get it together before the actual podcast so we can set up cameras and get it a little bit done, a little bit nicer. And, yeah, that's really about it, really. I think we still got to do Google Hangout.
Yeah, what other choice do you have?
I'm not sure.
Nothing. Nothing. Google Hangout worked fine.
What?
I said Google Hangout worked fine.
Yeah, but I have to click on your guys' pictures to make them bigger. And I'd rather have those set as like hotkeys, you know? I don't know. I'll see about if there's some other way of maybe doing it.
Can't you just make them like even? Oh no, because only the middle one would change size.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it depends on how many people are going to be there.
That's also true.
If it's too many, then you may as well just split it up evenly.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Even numbers.
I'm not going to be there, so there's my RSVP.
Yeah, that's why we decided to have it next week, because Dole's not going to be there, so we're like, okay, lock it in. Everybody take the day off from work.
Wow, this is
our
so
only
cool.
Chance.
What, Ryan?
I know this won't mean anything to anybody, but it means a lot to me because I've rode my bike down this road and almost died.
Okay. What is it?
It's a 2-lane bike path with signals specific to the bikers.
Yeah, more cities need those.
Mm-hmm. I agree, dude. You have no idea. I would just say like a quick little like prayer at every religion I could think of, just in case, you know.
as a
bus drove by.
It's scary
really
for
like
drivers too.
Yeah, I know, but it's terrifying to be a biker.
I want to say that I really like those floating parking spots that they have.
Like in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that too. Like it's not you don't have to worry about the curb.
And worry about the bike, the bike path. You don't have to worry about cars driving next to you, like about to crash into you. Because they'll crash into the cars first.
How funny would it be if like somebody's just sitting behind one of those cars like, the fucking traffic in this town, I swear to God.
I've been here for an hour. He thinks all the other lanes are turning lanes. I just want to go straight.
Oh, I am never coming to this town again.
Good.
It's funny because I can absolutely see people doing that.
Right, yeah. That's like immediately what I thought of.
Oh, dude, like, I mean, even with one-way roads, I get fucking confused and I look like a total dipshit. I've gone the wrong way in Stockton too many times and, like, I'm just like, oh, shit! And then you make a U-turn in the middle of the road.
No!
And then you're just like, I'm sorry. It's terrible.
That's awesome.
But so... I like this a lot. Good job, Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago, number one.
Except Chicago, number one.
Chicago, number one, Sha City.
You don't live there anymore, Ryan.
Yeah.
I know.
You'll never ride those bike lanes.
No, thank God.
Okay, well, that took the podcast just down the worst turn ever.
You took the wind out of this one, Ryan.
Good. I was trying to represent, and you were like, fuck you. And I'm like, well, what do I say?
Well, so
you brought us down. You brought us down.
Good podcast.
You brought us down, Terry.
I didn't do nothing. Nah.
You brought us down.
I should mention I'm playing Far Cry right now.
Damn it, Terry, see?
Leopard.
Yeah.
Well, come on. I usually am playing games while we do this anyway.
Yeah, but not
usually nothing this intense.
Yeah, I was gonna say something that's not so intense or distracting.
So hey, segue. Fallout or Far Cry is amazing.
Fallout is amazing as well.
Fallout is amazing as well.
Mm-hmm. Fallout Collection
Far Cry
actually just...
is pretty fucking insane. I got mauled by a crocodile like 5 times today.
Which is weird because I haven't seen a single crocodile, and
yeah,
I've
just
played.
Stay
much
away
more
from
than
rivers, and you never will, and you will be so much happier for it.
I jet ski down rivers all the time, dude.
Okay, well, as long as you're on a vehicle, but you start swimming down, you're fucked.
Terry and I have been playing Far Cry 3 basically since last night. Well, I've been playing since yesterday.
I didn't start till today.
You've been playing since this morning.
Yeah.
And it is a
I've
fun
done
game.
Nothing in this game. Like, yeah. I've done all the extra stuff, and I just started missions like an hour ago.
For people who have played Just Cause 2, it's kind of like open world like that, where you have missions that will help progress you and the story and the island and everything like that. However, you don't, after a certain point, after doing all like the little tutorials and crap like that, you can just go off and do your own shit. For like the longest amount of time, which is pretty fun. However, it is you don't get any skills unless you do story mode missions, and I think that's probably the stupidest thing ever. Because like I've only unlocked like 3 skills when I unlocked like 80% of the island so far, and I had like 15 skill points racked up. And then I finally did, like, 3 story missions, and I unlocked some extra trees, and I'm like, oh, sweet, and I used them all, and, you know, it feels better now, but I don't like that those only unlocked after story missions. So,
yeah, but you can get a decent amount. Like, I'm capped out right now. I can't get any more. I'm fine with what I have.
You've got... See, I didn't want to put them all in all of them, because I figured that there's a cap
somewhere.
I put
it all into everything, and I still have extra left over.
Well, see, the thing is, I feel like there's a cap, you know.
Oh no!
And it's a tattoo, Terry. You can't erase that, so no reset.
I think okay, the tattoo thing is pretty cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
How you get more of it every time you get skills? I think that's pretty cool. It's a little weird that it just like appears on your arm, like magic.
Well,
I think that would have been smarter to just make it so you go back to the guy, and every time you level up,
I will keep my comments to myself for now. The one thing I don't find that's cool about the tattoo is that fucking Dennis always tattoos you when you fucking pass out. You wake up and he's tattooing your fucking arm. I woke up and he was like doing a shark on my arm. I'm like, motherfucker,
a sweet shark.
A shark ate me the other day. I don't want this.
Doing a wicked shark on your arm.
I'm going to do an evil Kermit the Frog. Next, on your other arm. Next time you pass out from all the drugs you've been taking. Have you done the drug thing yet? Or the mushrooms?
The mushroom thing, yeah, I did that one.
A lot of that drugs in this game.
Pretty cool. Reminded me of, what's it called? You know the one. I'm sending you a psychic signal of the picture in my mind.
Shivering Isles?
Yeah, you got it.
God damn, Terry.
That was a beautiful.
Well, no.
That was a moment.
Well, Terry and I.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I understand. I get it.
It's you understand. And Tyler, Terry and me.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, we can. like
Baguetta and Greg?
Probably.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Terry and I have talked about the times where we've had conversations about people in the same room as us without even really saying anything. Like, we just look at each other and we're like, huh? Like, yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So it's just us making noises at each other for a while and then we laugh. Hey, huh?
Yeah.
Ryan, are you just looking at pictures of Chicago?
No. I was just going down the feed.
Because both of those were Chicago.
I know.
Okay.
I know. That's I love Chicago.
But in other news, back to the same news, Far Cry 3, amazing. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic, although multiplayer, we haven't done it yet, but from what...
Disappointed to hear that it's not campaign co-op.
It's Spartan Ops for Far Cry, basically, yeah. Except for there's no dynamic changing of adding or nothing. It's just like, you meet up with a buddy, you choose a mission, you go do it. And that's really, 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 really lame.
It's a missed opportunity right there.
Wow.
You could have just opened up the island, you know? Like, even if there was just free roam of the island.
Yeah, you know? That would have been fun as shit.
Oh, fucking great, dude. We could go hunt crocs together.
I would love to kill some crocs because those assholes are like invisible. As soon as I step in the water, just bam, gravity start rolling me.
You should. Another thing that's great in the game for those who have it or are thinking of getting it and wondering about weapons. First off, buy the bow immediately. Save up, awesome. Buy the recursive bow. It's fucking awesome. Start hunting animals to get your quiver up because you're going to need extra arrows.
Yeah, you only get like five when you first
five,
get it.
Five, yeah, when you first get it. With it maxed out, you get 20?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think it's more than that because I have 20 right now and I'm not maxed.
Okay, yeah, because the next one's the...
The next one up, yeah.
It's a special one, yeah. Okay, so it'll probably be 25 or 30. It's fun. It's nice. It's silent. Are you using the marksman?
I'm using the marksman reticle.
Yeah, that's the good one. Adds a good amount of range.
Mm-hmm.
It one hits everybody except for heavies, from what I've seen.
Of the regular people.
What'd you call me?
The heavies. You're not a heavy, Ryan. You're a regular.
You're a sweetie.
Which means you die in one bow.
Did you hear me?
One arrow, I meant.
But yes, continue.
the bow and arrow, you cannot take out big game animals with it effectively. You're going to be forced to do like little wanted missions, like wanted posters for animals and stuff. It's like, you have to go kill the golden tiger with the bow that's supplied.
Even though you have this high powered sniper rifle on your back.
Yeah, even though Terry and I both have the 50 cal that takes out big game in one shot.
Explosive rounds on it.
It's the greatest gun ever.
Yeah, I killed a person, like just one of those civilians. He's driving by on his Jeep. And I was trying to shoot a buffalo crossing the road, and I shot, and I think I shot through the buffalo and hit the car, and the car caught fire. Guy hopped out, looked at his Jeep, didn't move, and it blew up.
Oh, dude, that was actually one of the first situations I came across with the new gun. I was out just running around, and like a couple of reds saw me, and I'm like, oh shit. So I fire one at the driver who popped out, and, you know, nothing really happened. And then the gunner behind him jumps out. I don't know why he jumped out of the gunner now that I think about it. And he was behind the Jeep. And I shot him through the back end of the Jeep, and the whole Jeep just exploded. Yeah. And I was like, holy shit, what just happened? And
thing destroys shit.
One of the coolest things to do with that gun, go camp out like on an area that's still patrolled by Reds, and like on a cliff edge, and shoot the driver of the vehicle through the window. It's the most violent thing you'll ever see in your fucking life, because you shoot it inside loud. That's just like shot that goes out. And it smashes through the windshield, and there's blood everywhere because the guy's head, like, explodes. And then the car just veers off the cliff and rolls down, and the other guy's in it, too. And it's fantastic.
Mm.
It's a fun game until, like, you spend 10 minutes scouting an outpost, tagging all the people, and then all of a sudden you hear this, like, tiny little growl next to you. You turn to your left, and a fucking tiger pounces you and eats your fucking face off.
It is terrifying when those big animals get at you like that. Oh my god! So everything's all quiet. You're being very sneaky, methodical. All of a sudden, you hear the bush rustle next to you. Look over, fucking bruh.
Yep.
Keep your volume up high. It makes it more fun.
So, for those of you who like open world games, this game really, like, incorporates a lot of, like, popular video game mechanics. Like, there's the Assassin's Creed Eagle, right? Terry, what is it called?
Eagle Eye?
No, the tower dome. Dealing.
Well, yeah, it's just the towers.
I thought there was a name for them. Whatever, no, like, you know towers. When you go...
Well, the viewpoints.
Viewpoints, there you go.
Yeah.
Is Assassin's Creed viewpoints in this, but they're radio towers that discover the map for you.
Jump off of them.
You zip line off of them.
You zip line off,
which
yeah.
is pretty cool. There's the crafting stuff, which is, I think, the only aspect of the game that fucking Machinima said, it's like Skyrim with guns.
Yeah.
It's fucking Fallout, you know? You know, Fallout didn't really have the customization that this game does, but this game, it's not really in depth, but it is there. There is crafting. So you do have to hunt animals and skin them and stuff. Which actually reminds me more of Red Dead Revolver.
Was it Red Dead Revolver? Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Revolver was the first game.
Okay, yeah, there you go. So yeah, it's more like that actually. What else? Then there's the Just Cause part of it, and then it's just Far Cry 2 after that. It's good stuff though.
I really like setting fire to things.
Yeah,
we know.
Yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Anarchy.
I burned a bunch of dogs earlier.
Oh, okay.
I burned a caged tiger.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I'm on my way to Bird Dole's house.
All right. Cool. Take a picture. Oh, wait. I took a picture of the dog thing.
Well, I was like, of Dole's house.
Yeah.
Right? I'm saying.
Wait.
Hold on.
I took a picture of Dole's house, guys. Here you go.
Creepy.
Why
are
you taking pictures
of
Dollhouse?
They got all pit bulls. That one in the center, he's all happy.
You should not be proud of this. Why are you licking
so
me?
They're so little.
Oh, they are tiny. Why are you so big?
Yeah, wait, they're really
I'm on top of a rock.
Yeah, they're far away.
Probably a good choice.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to be anywhere near a pack of savage dogs.
My dog is part pit bull.
Both of my dogs are part pit bull.
So she sounds scary. She's
a terrible person.
Nah. The terrible person in me was when I lit that entire cave on fire while there was people inside of it.
Yeah.
Those are just people, Dwight.
Yeah, but they weren't mean. Like, there's a picture of me looking down in the cave, and it was just like an inferno down there. It was fun. All these pictures will be linked, by the way, on the site, so you can look at them as we're talking about them.
Do a little slideshow.
Yeah, you could do one of those.
You're a loser.
It just looks like lava.
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
It's lava in the cave.
I'll be right back, Dwight.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, fine, whatever, get out.
I'll miss you. Oh, Terry, you know how you said to say bacon in the end of my video?
Mm-hmm.
I did that, by the way. I whispered it right before the end. Yeah, well, it's just applications. By the way, segue for those listening, Mongoose Country applications are open for the next week. So go to mongoosecountry.com and apply.
Yeah.
Whole brand new site has a bunch of crazy shit on it. Pretty awesome. So go do that. The sooner the better, honestly. We got to set.
By the end, we hate you.
Yeah. By the end, we hate everybody that applies, so. Just fair warning.
You know.
I'm looking through my screenshots of this game. The game is pretty. And their lip syncing in cinematic scenes, like not out of scenes, but in the cinematic scenes, it's pretty good. I mean, it's not the best. I still think L.A. Noire was better. They're definitely
that was the whole point of L.A. Noire.
Right. That was just like a whole demo reel, really. but this one is still pretty good. Their eyes are really good too in this game.
Yeah, I feel like they're really, really glassy. Like especially the doctor guy. That's what I was staring at the whole time. Just his eyes with glass.
Here, I'll show you this picture. It's not going to mean anything to you, Terry, out of context. But if you really want to stay away from it, just don't click on it.
Do what I want, right?
Okay, you go ahead.
To me.
But I saw her, and I was like, man. Her eyes, they were done well.
Wanted to stalk her, didn't you?
You were just staring into her eyes.
No. I was staring at her butt when she left. She didn't like that. She threatened to tear my arm off.
I'm back.
Hi, Ryan. What
happens?
Get out.
It's weird. It's stupid. It's weird and stupid that the screenshots of this game don't do it any justice, because like they saved the screenshots in such shitty quality.
Yeah, I was gonna say like it kind of looks like, well, that looks pretty good, but like the first ones kind of look like an old school game.
No, it's like it's just the quality of the screenshots just don't do it. The game is really good. I'm able to run it on ultra, but just barely. Like when I'm driving around, I'll get like 30-35 frames. But I haven't really... It doesn't bother me. Like, it still feels pretty smooth.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's great news.
It is great news. I don't like all the times I crash in my vehicle, so that's bad news.
It's very violent when you crash.
Yeah.
Which I like.
I was gonna ask.
I don't know what it is about the cars, but I do like the times where, like, if you have a Jeep that has a windshield and you crash into a tree, the windshield cracks.
Yeah.
I don't know why I find that so, like, awesome, but I do.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, vehicle damage isn't anything new to video games, but there's just that one little bit about that I really like. Also,
it's
that picture.
You're in first person, too.
Yeah. You're forced to be in first person the whole time. That was a picture of a crab I met on the beach.
I have knifed every crab I've run into.
I have not. I knifed the first one because I thought I could scavenge them, but you can't. So I was just like, you know what? You guys are cool. I'll just leave you alone.
Nope. They gotta go.
So easily be like about to draw back your bow in that picture.
Yeah, no, it's just that's how you hold it. always ready.
You hold it like you're about to shoot somebody.
You gotta be prepared, man.
There's crocodiles around every corner.
It's good. We should try out the multiplayer at least after the podcast, Harry.
Yeah.
Just at least for a mission.
Guess. Mm-hmm. Never.
So, have you discovered the whole island yet?
No, I'm not even sure how much of it I have discovered. I feel like it's really big, but I don't know.
It is really big. Open up your map and zoom all the way out.
Well, yeah, I'm zoomed all the way out, and it's like, I don't know if, like, the left side, there's nothing there yet. I don't know if there will be any, or the right side.
What about the bottom?
You can see, yeah, on the bottom is what I'm talking about.
Bottom left? Is there a bunch of shit there?
Bottom right. You know, yeah, you can see all the radio towers and stuff like that on the left, bottom left side, but nothing on the bottom right. I don't know if that means that there's just nothing there, or there's nothing there yet, and I'm not far enough in the game. But yeah, so I guess, I don't know, I'm halfway down to the bottom. I have the whole top row done, and then half of the next row. But I haven't really gotten down to the bottom yet. It's because I've been doing everything. I'm not just doing outposts and stuff. I do outposts, and I do the hunting and the wanted posters for people. I've done everything. I'm getting all the relics. I have like 20, 30 relics or something.
I've, when I was doing all the outposts and stuff, I was trying to just do it to get rid of the reds. And I wasn't really doing the wanted posters. I would do like the pirates every now and then, but I'd skip the animals, and then I'd skip the supply drops, stuff like that. And now I regret it because like you need to do those animal ones for the hides to max out your stuff, and I don't know what the pirate ones give you. What do they unlock?
That's just for experience. Okay. All right. Money.
Money, money, money.
Those get more interesting as you go down into them because like they get more extravagant. Because like when you read the description, it's like, oh, there's this pirate that's been, you know, murdering people over at this farm. Go kill him or something. And you go there and he has like fucking two heavies. He has like five of those berserker guys and he has like three snipers and he's in the fucking middle of the barn chilling. And I'm like, you lied. You said pirate, not army.
Ah, crocodile.
Terry.
Also,
this is every time I try to cross a river in this game.
Everybody, last night when I was playing this game and on the phone with everybody, Terry was giving me shit for all the animals I was killing, and now he understands.
Most of the dogs that you were running over with your car.
Those dogs were very mean to me. And they looked at me weird.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
I don't remember.
I can't remember. I was high on all the mushrooms I was taking.
In a blind rage.
Yeah, of course. You're horrible.
Sometimes
people.
You get really drunk and just go around running over dogs on a tropical island.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it just happens, I guess.
Nah, you just gotta do it. Ryan, you're pretty quiet.
Yeah. You just
I was being quiet.
Oh, okay. So let's get off of Far Cry so Ryan and Dole can actually talk about something. Would you guys talk?
No. You can't make me.
Oh.
I can hang up on you.
It snowed today, but by the time I told my brother, hey, it's snowing, it stopped and turned into rain.
That's awful.
It's horrible. I just want it to snow.
I wish it snowed here.
Snowing
so
in New Mexico.
Well, we're a high desert. We're a mile high.
Snowing in New Mexico.
This is my first winter. We haven't had snow. Like, by Thanksgiving, my first winter here, everything was covered in snow. So, I don't know.
Whatever, so, Ryan.
The weather's too extreme. It's too high. Manteca's
weather's
like below
too damn high.
Manteca's like a below sea level. This shit's like a mile high. I can't even breathe. They're like, oh, you get used to it. Liars. Go to the gym and just feel like the fattest person there. You okay, sir? Yeah, I'm just walking to the equipment.
Yeah, no, I'm just breathing.
Just trying to get around, asshole.
Way to call attention to it. Never coming to this gym again.
Ugh. Anywho.
I am sorry, Ryan.
It's okay.
I'm
your
so
fault.
Sorry.
I know.
It is my fault.
I know.
I feel so responsible.
I know. I know.
I know.
Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry. It's
okay.
You know, at a certain point, it's not okay. And we're all tired of it.
Is it that point yet?
No one more than me, okay?
It is not.
Oh.
Well, then, why?
Why what, though?
I was going to say, where's this going? Jesus Christ.
It's not going anywhere.
Why are you getting mad if it's not at that point yet?
He wasn't mad. God, women are
really disappointed.
So
next topic.
So I saw a cute picture of a kitty cat today.
Okay,
oh, God.
Next topic.
Hey.
We can do better.
Kitty.
Yeah. I love the rabbit.
Hey, tweet me some cool-ass kitties on Twitter.
Why don't you tweet something for us to talk about? Like, hey, we're doing the podcast act two. Let's talk about something.
I don't think this is a bad time to ask Twitter questions. But
oh, yeah,
I will.
I just that it's like at 2 a.m. Never mind.
Well, some people are awake. Australians.
Yeah, some people.
People.
Unquote.
We talk about some more rest of development.
Let's alienate the entire audience with a show they probably don't remember.
Or haven't seen.
Or too young to have even seen.
Everyone go watch it. It's hilarious.
All right. I said, hey, tweet me some podcast topics. Hashtag TM Podcast Live right now. Come on. Woo!
Come on. Woo!
I saved it at the end there. I was a little worried.
There you go. Kitty.
That's God not damn. A cool ass kitty, okay? That's a
it's
depressed
cute.
That's a depressed cat
cool
no,
that's probably worried about the next time he's gonna get beat.
He looks cute.
That cat looks like he's worried
the next
about
the time he's gonna get beat.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean Dwight's around.
My potato with the flamethrower.
That's not me beating animals, okay?
You're just burning them.
That's him beating them off.
Just beating them off.
Shit, that's a cool ass kid.
I was beating off animals with two hands.
With both hands.
Listen, when I beat animals, I use both my hands.
I'll beat your dick off right now. I'm tired of all these finals posting. Will you people shut the fuck up?
Yeah, really.
It's a real fucking job.
What?
All the posts about finals on Reddit.
Oh, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
No,
I didn't even
cares.
Care about that. It's just a cool gif I haven't seen before.
I took finals once. They're not that stressful.
Once.
Yep.
They're really not. It's like...
Yeah.
It's fucking...
It's just tedious.
It's over.
Because yeah, some people have like two finals in a day or three or something like that, so they'll be there for like 5 or 6 hours. I get it. It sucks, but that's part of school.
Yeah, it's just part of life.
Yeah, that's why when you're done with school, just be like, okay, well, I'm not gonna do that again. And then
right,
I'm not
well,
gonna complain about that.
Never gonna learn anything else again.
Yeah,
let me get out there and not find a job.
I mean, if school just revolves around finals, anyways, why not just do that? Like. Here's
I'd
the final.
Some classes I like that.
Learn yeah, all this I, shit. And we'll be done
class,
in 2 weeks.
Yeah, a lot of the last few classes I took were just like final was
80%. I always hated like the ones that would focus too much on like attendance. It's like, dude, it's not fucking high school.
We're not five.
If I want to come, I'll come, and if I don't, I'll fail the final or I won't.
That is true. Like my,
I'm paying for this shit.
Yeah, exactly.
When I did go to college, one of my classes for computing, like 101, I don't know, some bullshit.
It's pronounced computing.
Computing 102,000. The old dude that was the teacher, he cared. He was like one of those like crazy passionate like nerds about about computing and stuff. Like, or he, you know what? You know, he was more passionate about being a teacher. He's one of those. Well, you know, I'm okay with teachers loving what they do and stuff, but he was like, if you miss more than 3 days, I'm failing you out of my class.
What the fuck?
And I think that, I mean, okay, that makes sense in maybe high school. Okay? Maybe not failing, but like, you know, getting fucking talked to or something. Maybe slap your butt a bit. But college, that's a different ballgame, okay? We're paying to be there, so if we don't attend, we're fucking ourselves over already.
Yeah.
So just shut the fuck up and let us come in when we want.
Yeah.
Well, was that like in the beginning of the semester or like for the whole semester? That was a rule.
Whole semester. Okay. Whole course from
whole semester. That makes sense in the beginning because it's like you kick out the people that aren't going to show up so you can fit more
people. I'll give you that. You know, if it's like, if they say it's like, hey, first 2 months, you guys really got to stay on your shit because there's other people that want to be in this class. So, you know, that makes sense. Agree.
You paid for a slot. Fuck them. If you want to show up the day of finals and you studied on your own time, fuck them.
No.
They're assholes.
No. Because I've missed out on classes because fucking asshole people had made it in and then didn't show up. It's like, at a certain point, you can't get in.
Yeah.
I would think that it gets more irritating the more time you've been in school. Like, 3 years in, and you still can't get into a class that you apply immediately, and they just get in because they get in, you know? Mm-hmm. And they don't show up. You're like, dude, just...
Yeah.
Oh my
fucking God.
I didn't really care when I went, so...
Waitlist is a bitch.
I would love to go again, but goddamn, I have no direction. Like, I went in, like, I came, or actually, I came out of high school wanting to do, like, web development and crap like that. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm just going to be network security. And so I signed up for all those classes. Let me tell you, man, if you have any sort of social, if you have any friends, do not do network security because it is just so boring. And it is so hard to get through it all. I couldn't do it. You really got to have like some passion for wanting to learn to be an administrator and that stuff, because it is not something you can just go in and be like, okay, I don't really like it, but I'll coast out for the rest of the semester. For me, it was like I went for like 6 weeks and I said, nope, I cannot do this anymore. It is too much. Learning binary, it shouldn't be something that you need to know, I don't think, anymore these days. I understand, you know, knowing your roots. Okay,
like fun.
I understand. So, like, maybe touch on it. Be like, hey, this is binary. And you go over one day just like, okay, you know, zero off, one on. Okay, these are the simple sequences of how it reads. Everything like that. Move on. Okay, I don't need a fucking week about binary and then a goddamn pop quiz at the end of the week that I failed miserably.
A pop quiz that's entirely in binary.
Yes! No, I'm not the yes! That's exactly it! That's fucking terrible. I wish I had my notebook still around. It's not, well, it's around. It's just, where is it? I don't know. But I had some notes in there. But yeah, it's bad. I want to go back, but I want to have more direction.
Yeah, me
like
too.
For I don't know, something to do with media now. I'm really, really digging the media stuff.
Do motion graphics.
Yeah. I like to do that, like visual graphics and stuff like that. But like to get that around here is kind of tough. Maybe Delta has something.
Seattle.
I know MJC has shit for
brain.
Anything art related.
Shit for brains.
Shit for brains, yeah. That's, they're pretty much strict, like, general ed now. They don't have money.
Some people have asked me, Terry, about your education and stuff like that. Or like,
some people have asked you about my education.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, they didn't.
Educated.
They didn't fucking come up to me like, where did Terry go to school?
Where, I was like, where they, where'd that boy go to school?
No.
I have no,
did he
no,
go to
not
school?
That's the weird part. No. The weird part is they're asking you about my shit.
No, people ask me because they don't fucking
learn how to read.
People ask me because they don't know your guys' Twitters. So they fucking, they tweet me and they're like, hey, where did Alex blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, I don't know. And then I tag them and I'm like, just fucking ask them. You know, you've been tagged in a couple of things, Terry. Like people asking me pricings for sweatshirts and crap like that. I'm like, I don't know. Fucking ask Terry. You know, I did it with Ryan just the earlier, yesterday. I don't know about that guy who had the same name. Bunch of stuff like that. People just don't know your Twitter. So they ask me because they know that I know you, but they're like, did Terry go to school for graphics and stuff like that? I'm like, yeah, he went. He did something. He drew some pictures.
Nothing like that. I did general ed and the rest fucking. Oh, there was one class in high school, which was basically bare basics of Photoshop.
I thought you took some art classes.
Well, yeah, but it's like, you know,
it wasn't
basic
directed.
Art classes like arts and crafts. There's no focus there.
Hey, I got a tub full of popsicle sticks. Just fucking make some. I don't know.
Like high school art was basically 1 week you draw, next week you do like fucking collages. You go like a whole wide range of media. There's like no focus at all. And then college, it got a little more specialized. I guess there's drawing 101, which helped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a lot of different medias too, like charcoal and graphite and all that. And then color and design, I did that. That was pretty good. And then I did sculpture because I had to. That was not fun for me. I don't like.
It's hard.
I can't. I'm not good with 3D. Like, it's not even that I'm not good with it. I have no patience with 3D media. I have no interest in it. It's just not. Can't do it.
Like a bad dick in your mouth?
Yes. It's like a bad dick in my mouth. Thank you, Ryan. Yeah.
I'm here to help.
But yeah. It's nothing worse. I mean, nothing that I've taken was really super helpful. Nothing more helpful than actually just sitting down and doing it for years. So that's my education. I'm mostly self-taught.
The self-made man.
Self-made man.
You'd be, well, you really shouldn't be surprised, but, you know.
Is that like more like you said, yippee?
About how much you can get away with in life by just being self-taught. If you have the talent, then
you want to do something, fucking sit down and do it.
Yeah. Like, Jose, I always give Jose shit about putting content out on his YouTube because he always streams. And, you know, Whitey does the same thing. So does fucking Alex. And
Whitey used to do the same thing. Now
he's working too much. Yeah. But it's like, I always ask Jose, it's like, well, why don't you fucking sit down and like do like walkthroughs? Like, for a while, the biggest thing is like, how do you deal with certain bosses, you know, like certain raids and stuff? Like, what's the best way to encounter them, especially as a bear tank, which is what he is? You know, tank guides are very popular because as a tank, there's a lot of responsibility on you. If you die, the whole thing wipes. So
yeah,
you got to be good at your shit. Right. You wipe the butt. So I told him, I was like, do a walkthrough of how to, you know, deal with shit, you know, edit it up and make it all nice. He's like, I don't know how to use Vegas. And I'm like, okay. I showed him, you know, a few basic things on how to like cut and fade, everything like that. I even did like little bits back when I think I have like two tutorials. And, he's like, yeah, but I still don't get it. And I'm like,
oh my fucking god.
And I feel like I'm, was it Princess Lumps talking to him? Because like
space
I'm
princess.
Space, yeah, Lumpy Space Princess. Because
Princess Lumps,
yeah, it's the same shit. She got
nerd.
Lumps.
Yeah, that sounds dirty.
Yeah. she's dirty. You don't even know.
She's a dirty girl.
She ain't got humps. She got lumps.
Mm-hmm. And so, because it's just like every time I'm like, oh my god, you know, I didn't know how to use Vegas 2 years ago. I didn't know how to use any editing software at all. I'm just like, okay, you drag it in, and then you, what do? You space a bunch of times? I don't know.
Yeah, I still don't really know how to use it. I just kind of...
But the thing is like, you spend... We're in an age where you can just Google, you know, how to use Vegas.
Yes.
Sony
Go to fucking lynda.com. They got, like, crazy video tutorials on, like, everything, and they're really high quality.
Lynda with a Y. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you have to pay for a lot of them, but fuck, it's fucking worth it.
Yeah. Their site is a little, like, stocky, you know?
Yeah.
It looks like an ad site, but it's not. It's a, well, yeah, that's
more
a
importantly,
choice.
For a lot of this shit, it's just do it, play with it.
Yeah, that's the thing, like trial and error, you know? Like, there's a lot of times where, like, like back when we were doing the very first few team LPs, I didn't know how you get the spin text thing. Like how the fuck do you spin text? I don't even know how that works. And then, like, you spend a little bit of time in the text editor and you realize at the bottom there's a thing for animation. And you're like, oh, shit. And then there's, like, there's pan, size, and crop, and there's animation timeline for that, too. And it's like, motherfucker, that's how you do it. And you try it a few times.
I just learned something new.
Yeah. And it's fucking right there, you know? And I think that was actually one of the tutorials I did was, like, how to do, like, a text intro dealy in Vegas. And now I do a lot of my animation stuff in After Effects, which is so much harder to work with. I have a nice computer. I do. I have a very nice computer. Yeah. It's very fast.
We know.
No, I'm going to this. But After Effects still like bogs down, so I understand why it's daunting to people, because I have worked.
I would love to learn After Effects, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Like, you have to turn the quality, like, all the way down, and then you, like, you have to do, like, RAM previews. And even, I have 16 gigs of RAM, and that fucking shit eats it up, like, no tomorrow. And, it's really tough to get After Effects working right, but if you actually go into the preferences, and you add in a hard drive caching system, and then you dedicate more RAM to it, and, all the cores, so, like, I dedicate 7 of my 8 cores to After Effects, and I leave 1 for background, and then I leave 512 megabytes of RAM for background stuff, and then the rest is just dedicated for that, and it's not bad now. But even then, it's a weird system to work in when I'm so used to Vegas. I'm like, why isn't it easier?
Yeah, why is it not easy?
Yeah.
Vegas is just so easy.
Mm-hmm. And like, I've been wanting to try out Premiere too, but I'm not going to go to someone and be like, hi, yes, Premiere. You know, I'm gonna fucking. I'll check out Lynda, see if she has some shit. I don't know.
Lynda got everything.
See if Lynda has some shit.
I'm learning Illustrator with Lynda stuff right now.
Lynda's got her fingers in everything.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah. Well, that's Lynda.
Well, come on. All right.
Gross,
we know.
Her fingers in everything.
We're aware, but you want to learn. If you want instruction and. Go to Lynda, otherwise experience is going to be the best way, in my experience. Sometimes you need a little help, I get it.
Yep.
So, that's been T-Mongoose's PSA.
Short. Yep. So, short cast.
So, you know, Maybe pay us. Maybe
send us money.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Like, send us money.
Yeah. I like the money
part. People comment sometimes.
Well, no.
No. I'm on PayPal. My new album's coming out next week.
It's called I'm on PayPal.
Two comments. Look, this guy said he liked, favorited, subscribed, followed, retweeted, shared, and commented on the last one.
Yeah, Michael Jacobson, gonna be known.
Also said, when you talk about drinking juice, I think about Dole Juice, and I makes you guys sound like pedophiles. Smiley face.
Why is he making us sound like pedophiles?
He saved it with that.
I don't know.
Is he talking about juice, or Jews?
Or Jews.
So I said Jews, or Jews.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
A lot of people keep saying that when we talk about juice. You're like, I think you're talking about dough. And I'm like,
none of us call dull juice.
Yeah, we don't call you juice. Don't.
How often do you talk about juice anyway?
We talk about Jews all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Every day.
They're good. They're good with money. They're good with numbers.
All right.
They're good people, too.
I'm not saying they're not.
You got to add that in.
I'm not saying it.
Why do you have to add that in? I talk about white people all the time, but I don't say, oh, they're not bad people.
Well, yeah, because usually when you talk about them, you're talking about how awful they are.
No, those are Mexican. Get it right.
Oh. They're good people, too.
Yeah, I know. That's what makes it so sad.
What, that you're lying?
No, they are good people. They're all really good-hearted people. They just talk stupid. It hurts my brain.
Okay.
It's got weird brain. Very quickly.
My brain.
Are you gonna be okay?
No.
Real quick, I wanna talk about the live podcast again. It's gonna be next week, Thursday.
The day before the world ends.
The day before the world ends, so the feed will actually be out on the. It's gonna be over. Well, we should call that. We'll just be like, the world's gone.
Ending party.
We'll call it the last podcast, maybe.
And we'll make some special juice.
Juice.
And everybody will drink at midnight. Yeah.
That's Star of Death. And Tyler's wedding.
Good day to choose to give.
Sorry, Tyler.
Oh, man. They gotta go with like a Mayan theme or something.
Maybe their union is what destroys the world, Ryan.
Stop this way.
Maybe we have to stop this. Maybe that's why
it's our duty.
She's so mad at you.
We have to kill Tyler so I can become one once again.
This is Highlander?
Restore peace to the world. I don't know. I've never seen Highlander. I know.
Okay, so... answering the
before
questions.
Before anybody even says anything.
You're not missing much.
Yeah, but you know people are going to give me shit.
Okay, so again, because everybody all around the world can be like, what time is that in Australian? I don't... Fuck it. Dude, use Google, man.
You go to the Pacific Standard Time.
Pacific Standard Time. That's PST. Californian time if you can't do that much math. Minus 8 PST. Thursday the 20th.
No, minus 8 GMT.
Just look at your phone computer, right-click that little thing, and change the time, and you'll figure it out.
Or Google it. It doesn't fucking matter. There's conversion tables everywhere. The 20th, around 9 p.m. I'm saying around 9 p.m. because last time it was 9 p.m. It was 9:45 before we started. But we're going to try to get in early to set up stuff beforehand.
We're going to get it in with our whole fist.
Yeah. Because we didn't really have any idea how we were going to set it up last time. But I think sometime this week, we should just have a night just to, play around with the webcams. And then I'll figure it out that night.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, now I won't have to figure out how to, put my computer up or anything.
Yeah.
Do you even have yours yet, Ryan?
No.
He'll have it Tuesday.
That is unfortunate.
Do you have yours already?
Yeah. I remember why.
I got Terry's a while ago.
Well, we just ordered mine yesterday. That's why I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I did not know that.
Oh.
Okay. So,
I'm actually sorry.
I spent too much money yesterday, now that I think about it.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah, I got you back for Far Cry after this.
Okay. But yeah, no, it's good. We're gonna have good podcasts now, good video podcasts. Maybe they'll happen a little bit more often if we can get them smooth sailing, you know. But
I think once a month's still a good target.
Yeah, but when was the last one? That was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, we did skip November, but
we did.
I'm just saying.
November was busy. I mean, it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, now we have Christmas and
yeah, now we have Christmas
and New Year's. But who cares about that?
No one.
Who cares about a silly pagan holiday? Huh? Dude. Christians out there, wink. Did I piss any of you off? No, I don't care. Whatever. So yeah, next week, next Thursday, around 9 p.m.
Jesus was born in the spring. I'm just saying. Anyway.
Yeah, it should be fun, hopefully. If not, it's going to be
hopefully
tragic.
It doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully maybe Doll won't show up this time, so it'll be good.
Maybe. I just said I wouldn't.
She can't.
That's the point.
Oh, good. So it'll be great. I'm glad it'll be good.
Yeah, God.
We can't do our fusion thing that we did last time. That's fine. So we'll have our awards next week. It'll be a live podcast.
Five awards, so we can't rig the show.
Yeah. Who gives a shit anyways? It's our own awards.
The results will be locked up and handcuffed to somebody's wrist.
I think for this next video podcast, though, because a lot of people were just like, video podcasts are great, but we just fuck around with webcams all the time. So this next week, I encourage you guys to think about things to maybe talk about and maybe take notes of, you know, so you don't forget. So we actually
Wait. So the issue was we were messing around?
There.
Yes.
Like
it
every
was,
podcast?
No, it's much worse on webcams. You know it. Because all we do is just like fuck around and make weird faces.
Maybe you guys
and
shouldn't,
stuff.
Yeah, don't touch the mustache shit.
Don't touch them.
You can't. So Ryan,
don't say we were fucking around. You were the one fucking around the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we weren't. I'm saying that's every podcast.
I'm talking about Dwight. Terry.
No, he was directing that to me.
It's
but,
just
yeah.
a different kind of
I know.
Fucking around.
But last time I tried to take the blame, Ryan, you made it a group thing. So I'm making it a group thing now. So fuck you.
All right, fair enough.
That and once you get the webcam, you're going to have access to those mustache things, and you're going to realize that it's fun as shit. you're going to put a crown on, put a cake in front of you, and you're going to be like, ooh, 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 it's my birthday. You will. Just you watch.
I'm not doing it.
Fine.
So, anything else on the docket? We're only about an hour in.
Yeah.
It feels like years.
Yeah, maybe we should call it a short cast. That's why I said a short cast.
Short. I don't want to do that. I'd have it be late and a short one. I'm not saying 2 hours, though, because that's what has been fucking our theme the last few weeks. It's been 2 hour podcasts. But, you know, I think we would squeeze another 20 minutes out of this.
All right. What else we got to talk
Olympics.
About?
What?
Olympics?
What? Olympics?
They're coming up. Right around the corner.
1 more year.
Really?
Only two more, because
hey,
the winter ones.
How about that? Those elections, huh?
Oh, ha.
Coming up. Huh?
Those are about 4 more years.
About $50.
$50.
Man, yeah. We had a whole stint last podcast, too, that I was so excited to use for, like, the beginning. About, like, how... okay, so, for those who don't know, there's rumor or a story going around that the guy, Dave... something from Storage Wars, the guy that was always like, yup. He says that this whole thing has been fucking staged and whatever, which is, you know, it's a TV show. Other people in the show say it's not, but it makes sense that they would give the poorer people more money so they can create more drama and stage lockers and stuff like that, so like the show isn't just boring all the fucking time. It makes sense, but you don't want it to be true. Anyways,
I didn't want to hear any of that.
What?
Why would you do that, Dave? Why? Don't tell me about it.
Yeah. And so Dave he was fired, and now he's suing them for faking it or some shit.
Yeah, that's what
he was saying. For making his job harder, because that is their job. They do this shit, whatever. And he has, you know, a shit ton of money because he has a big old business around it. So, of course, he's going to sue him because they're giving these people more money that's
and,
taking
like,
stuff away from
him. Planting items, like planning good things.
Yeah. So.
Like that NES-001.
It's worth 20 grand.
Easy.
So, all that crap. And, Dave, you know, whatever, he's suing him or some shit.
Sure.
Anyways, and then there was a whole stint in there about how, like, one of the ladies came in and she had, like, no titties, and then, like, the next season she had titties because they paid for her titties, and I made this really funny joke about how they gave her fitties to get titties. And it was just, it was funny.
That joke killed, by the way.
Everybody laughed.
And that joke started because they said nothing's, I don't think it's fake, and then Terry was like, but that girl got fake titties, and so
yeah and then I don't know, it was funny, and I was gonna use that to open with the pie, and now I don't got anything funny to open the podcast
got
with
nothing.
Oh,
so it sucks. That's what happens when you do double takes a podcast. Because you're like, oh,
that's
we just
what
had
happens
him
when someone
we talked about
drops
everything yesterday.
I'm putting the blame on DxTory.
That's a little bit rude.
Nope.
Yeah, you do that.
I will.
But we'll all know.
What did people tweet you
we'll
about?
We'll all know the truth.
What did people tweet you to say?
Right. I forgot I asked that. Okay. Oh, wow. Quite a few people, actually. Hello, people who are awake, apparently.
Shit.
Dr. Findro asks, the technique for eating pies in space.
That's Vampire Assassin.
Dr. Findro
asks,
the technique for eating pies in space.
I've never been in space, so your guess is as good as mine.
In one bite.
You eat it. You probably shouldn't eat it.
Just slice it like normal and just eat the slice?
Start spinning it and just taking bites until it just starts shrinking.
That's what cartoons taught me.
Or get the... what were those called? Little home run pie kind of dealies. Just bake your pies like that.
Oh, that's true.
There you go.
Next question.
Just bake your pies like that, dummy.
John Rias Richards asks, gun control, weather, Mo RPGs, the universe, and all its wondrous things, cat face.
All right, next question.
That's pretty profound. I'm impressed.
Gun control, he's bringing it up because of the thing. I don't want to talk about that.
I don't want to talk about it.
We're staying away from that. It's awful.
I think we should control guns.
It's the wrong time to make that joke. Oh. Weather, it's okay, I got something about the weather when I was driving home. good topic.
Seinfeld. Here comes the weather anecdote.
I can talk to you about the weather for days. Right.
I know, Ryan. I'm only bringing this up because I know that you can give me a little bit of back and forth on this. The weather coming home, it's been fucking freezing here. I'm in a blanket, a sweatshirt. I'm freezing.
Me too.
I got two pairs of socks on. I'm cold. So when I was driving home, there's a in Manteca. It's very flat in Manteca. So like fog rolls in, and it was so, the fog was so heavy, but it was only like 2 feet above the ground. So it was just like a nice low fog, and it was weird driving around because like I can see perfectly fine, but like you can see all the fog on the ground crawling over, and I'm like, dude, it would be awesome to film something right now. And I was like, I don't have any friends that want to go out in this freezing ass cold though.
I'd come.
It'd be like, look at that zombie over there.
No, that's just Ryan. He's all poopy from the
cold. That's part of the fun.
And so, anyways.
Yeah, I love fucking being out in the fog. Like a week ago, it was just crazy foggy, and I went for a run. And you know, our parks are like holes in the ground, basically.
Yup. I know, right?
They're just grass holes.
For irrigation, so your house doesn't flood. The park floods.
Oh. Ryan, with the park designs.
Like, you guys don't know that? All the drains lead there in case those heavy rains, the parks flood instead of your house. That's why Western Ranch always floods, because they don't have that kind of shit.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible driving there.
Yeah, I'm not complaining about it. I mean, it's a little weird.
Yeah.
It's just
anyway,
really
go on.
Grass holes. But yeah, all the fog had like settled in there.
So oh, I it
was
love just
like
that.
Like a bowl of fog, and I was like, fuck, God, I missed run through that shit.
Oh, Terry, we gotta make like you, a little, like.
Did you
like
flail your arm, Terry, in a gay manner? Not like gay, like gay, but like a gay manner.
I know what you meant, and no.
We should. We kind
of ran through it. It's fucking Silent Hill down there.
We should,
I would
we
have
should.
Been like, la,
no
we
one
should,
would have seen you. I got something. Go, fine, we go. Should
make a skeleton looking thing, and then put like lights in its eyes, and just like. Plant it out in the middle of the park.
You need to put Slender Man out there.
Yeah, that. We do that. And we'll put C4 in it. And then we'll just blow it up when some kids look at it.
We'll have made you much more violent than you used
to. We'll leave posters around that say, like, Slender Man 2, and, like, this is viral marketing for it. It's like he explodes now.
Sneaks up behind you, turns you around, and blows up.
It blows up your ass. Not in a gay way.
Yeah, that was terrible. You wanted to blow it up. You want to blow up their ass right in front of little kids.
Yeah. Anyways, Rai Rai asked, you should talk about getting Mad D.
What?
Yeah. All right, that's what he says.
Getting Mad D or getting D white mad?
No, getting Mad D.
Okay.
Understand.
Oh.
Yeah. Terry, we haven't. Well, we talked about Battlefield in the last podcast, but new DLC. Got Aftermath and stuff.
Was that the last one or the one that we lost?
The one we lost
last night.
All right, well, man, that's another topic right there.
Yeah, I wish Alex was here because I can't really put any input on this.
Right.
You know.
Well, you were there.
Yeah. I played a little bit, but I'm not the Battlefield.
Saw me steal that chopper.
That was twice, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you stole a chopper twice. There's in Aftermath, there's no jets or nothing, but there is. Choppers, there's little birds and the
you get the scout choppers,
scouts, yeah,
but no attack choppers.
And so I don't know what it is, but people like they like taking the people we're playing against, they like taking them and then they fly into a point and then they just jump out and Terry just runs for them, takes them and just takes off before they crash.
Well, the two times it happens, the first one we were on that fucking the top of that biggest building on whatever map it was. That guy was trying to kill us, and he ran into the AC at the top.
Yeah,
air conditioning machine at the top, and he died.
Yep.
And his chopper's about to fall off the building.
Yeah, you jump off the building to pick it up.
Jumped off the building and hopped in, took off, and then crashed it like 2 seconds later.
Yeah, you did do that.
I think I crashed both of them.
And the
second one, the guy ran into something and it hit the ground and it was on fire and shit, and we just hopped in and took off.
Yeah. But
I missed that.
Again, I have the some my view of that. If you want a different perspective,
yes,
okay.
I do.
Well, let me know when you're editing it, and I'll cut it out. But that was really fun. It's the levels are very. It's like a mixture of actually both DLCs, really. If I think about it, because they're a bit bigger maps, but they're very close quarters. Like, there's certain points where, like, the big street crossings where there's a lot of space and, like, there's two points on either side, two, like, high spots that you can shoot down at the street, so you're kind of exposed.
Yeah, this is the urban warfare kind of setup.
Okay. And then randomly, the world will tremor, so, like, you can't really aim straight. Alex apparently had a theory that things broke during that time, right?
Yeah, like he was saying the names would get mixed up or something, but no, none of that happens.
No.
Which that's not a problem for me. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I went on a little stint on the last one with 50 kills and 19 deaths. I wrecked it on that one. I was really proud of that one. It was like an hour long though.
We're never doing a fucking 200% server ever again.
Yeah, please.
Those are crazy.
Like, I try to avoid those on PC as much as possible, but they're everywhere. And now Xbox is doing it. I'm like, come on, dude. Like, no one likes these maps that much. And, I mean, because, like, Battlefield is already, like, long matches. Like, compared to Duty's 6-minute matches to Call of Duty, or Call of Duty, Duty again.
Battle Duty.
Average on normal tickets is, like, 15, 20 minutes, maybe. 30 if you're doing bad.
Yeah. Or if you're both
Conquest.
Doing good and
you're both Conquest. Doing really good.
Yeah, if you're both doing really good. So, you know, already that's pretty good. I like that. That length is good. You spend enough time to, you know, get to know, like, people's routes, crap like that. And then you're done. You move on. But when you fucking double, triple, quadruple the tickets, you're there for hours.
Yeah.
And it's just, it drains you. That's what it is. It drains you. I don't want to play after that.
Oh, yeah,
We played this triple, like, whatever, triple tickets, and it was Rush.
We need our own server back again.
That bothers me. Like, I don't mind it as much in Conquest, because, you know.
But we were defending, and we got down to one point, like, within the first 4 minutes. Like, yeah, we just ran all over.
That's the problem with more tickets on Rush.
We
tickets are fine, default.
Terry, we held one point for the 300, like, for the three times tickets. You were there, yeah.
Yeah.
It was you, me, Brutus was there, Tyler was there, Alex was there. That was a fucking crazy ass game, though.
Yeah,
we got so much experience off of it.
God damn, it's like
we were there for days. Yeah. I think my brother was there too.
We need to get our own server again. I don't want to be in charge of it, but you know, maybe someone else will. Because it'd be nice to be in control of that again. Just keep things stock, have a nice rotation. That's it, you know. Conquest. Mm-hmm.
Occasional Rush.
Yeah, Rush is just red nice every now and then. Like, very rarely.
I like Rush a lot, but
Rush is good if you gotta work on weapons. It's not so bad.
I want to do Rush on the new maps. I think they would be fun.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe the Sunday night, Terry?
Okay.
I'll download my shit tomorrow.
Cool. Begetta asks each member describe their wildest fantasies. Cat face.
Why is everybody doing cat faces tonight? They know about our cat nominations.
Yeah, there's actually a few more people that did cat faces, so that's not the only one. God.
Best cat Begetta?
My wildest fantasy would be
being in bed.
Yeah.
Sleeping right now.
Like a nice warm bed. Why don't they sell electric blankets anymore, man?
They do.
They do.
Yeah,
they do. I thought they stopped.
Dad got one like a year ago.
Really? I gotta get me one then. I heard they stopped making them.
I got one from Sarah while she had pneumonia.
Oh, nice.
Like 2 months ago.
I mean, not nice about the pneumonia part, but you know, you can still get them.
Yeah, no, that was not nice.
Yeah, no, I know. That was like a big ordeal.
It was hell for me.
Yeah. I'm glad she's better.
Me too.
She didn't die. Those are two good things.
Molly's pretty glad about that.
Every day she's not dead is great.
Yeah, that was a good day.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Greg asks, why don't we hear more from Begetta, Spencer, and Adam? Well, Begetta doesn't have a computer, and when he did, his microphone was kind of bad. Spencer was on the last podcast.
Yeah, Spencer was on the one we lost.
Yeah, and we lost it, so sorry,
Spencer. And who knows what happened to Adam.
And Adam,
he pops in and
hasn't
out
been
now,
on. Like. No, he hasn't been on Skype for like.
Dude, yeah, I haven't seen him on the Skype.
No, he's been talking every now and then, but he only comes in and says like, "Hey guys," and he talks for 10 minutes and then he's gone.
He got into what's it called?
Yeah, he got into a college.
Yeah.
Somewhere, fucking somewhere. I don't know.
He's going to a place.
It was in Chicago.
Chicago. Yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay. So really? Awesome. You know. So Adam is actually doing some shit for college that, you know, I wouldn't mind doing that. That'd be fun. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's why Greg, piece of shit. Yeah.
All defensive.
Yeah. Yeah. You old tomcat.
Begetta was like, "Hey, ask him why I'm not in there."
Poking him about it.
Mrs. Emily, or Miss Emily, sorry, excuse me, Miss Emily, asks, I don't know why I made my voice deeper, Miss Emily, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Berlin.
I'd go see my buddy Sam in Germany.
Oh,
Garmisch.
Look at that, we both said Germany.
No, you said Berlin.
Yeah, which is in Germany.
Yeah, but you didn't say Germany. Okay.
So it doesn't count.
Jesus. If not that, I'd go see Brenny in Australia. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Where would I think Tokyo is still at the top of my list.
Berlin is so nice. Germany Tokyo is be cool. So nice.
Tokyo would be cool.
Where would I don't know.
It's Steph I'd Von.
Or Dubai.
Back to, if I could move back. Dubai would be tight.
Just a visit.
Yeah, you don't want to stick around.
No. This is nice and all.
I want to go
there and just like make fun of everything. Like, you got a really man-made island? Okay. Just make them feel really bad about all their ideas.
You mean like the largest
biggest
indoor,
tower in the world?
Yeah.
The largest like, indoor
compensating
indoor
for much?
Ski mountain.
Although a bigger one is planned
that,
in Saudi Arabia.
Ryan, that is actually kind of cool.
Largest mall in the world.
Yeah, whatever. Sounds
all
like
they're just like breaking records all
for
over
all,
the place.
For all the shit that's the smallest in the world over there, if you know
yeah,
what I mean.
Yeah, but aren't they in like crazy debt right now?
Oh, yeah, it's like $6 billion in debt. Or trillion, I don't even know. But it's a lot of money.
You're worse off than America and as far as debt. You need to slow
they,
down.
I'm sure that they aren't.
I think the Rooster Teeth podcast, maybe 8 months ago, they did like some calculations on if you were to put like a 30-year mortgage on their debt, if you could, you know, it'd be like $150 million a year or something like that. Something super outrageous. Or month. I don't know. I can't remember.
I'd like to get my hands on that mortgage. That would make my year.
Well, from a bank perspective, yeah.
Tell another thing the rest of the goddamn year.
Just come into work, sit down, kick your feet
up. So wait, you get a bigger commission on bigger mortgages?
No, it's like a set goal. And so the more money it's worth, the more percentage you get towards your goal.
Gotcha.
And it's sales, you know. Bullshit.
Yeah, right.
Same old bullshit. But that would be nice. I would go in. Ryan, do you want to help this customer? No, I do not.
No. You know what? No.
I'm sure somebody needs
really
more
don't.
Time to fix.
You know what? Why don't you let Sally have that one?
She needs it.
I don't know if you know this.
Not everything is charity.
I don't know if you know this, but I set up the mortgage for Dubai.
She's
like always
not doing so good.
Always throw that fact right back in their faces every single time.
We got Obama on the horn. I'm getting Merca next year.
Get California on the line.
No, fuck that. I don't want that kind of risk. They don't pay their debtors. They're just going to go bankrupt. Like fucking okay. Stock.
All right. Off that subject, Archie Williams asked Far Cry 3. We talked about that a lot, so hopefully
Far
that
Cry
answered
3,
your question.
Yes.
Christmas plans was also his other question, and then Catface.
Oh my god, Catface.
My Christmas plans involves some illegal activity, so I would not like to talk about it.
I am going to
comment on my Christmas activities this year.
Stay home, and my aunt is going to come over with my cousins. The end.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely horrible. I have no family at all coming. It's just me, Sarah, and the dogs. It's going to be dope as shit.
I was going to say,
that
sounds awesome.
Christmas Day in the evening.
It's weird, like, you know, Christmas is supposed to be about, you know, hanging out with your family, but man, when you do that for a few years, it's just like, God, yeah, geez.
Dude, I, on my mission, you know, I didn't have family, we did our own thing, and I loved
it. Yeah.
I called my parents, because you can only call home 4 times a year, once on Christmas and once on Mother's Day, so both years, so 4 times, between the 2 years, 4 times, so twice a year,
gotcha.
There we go. Trying to get that out.
Math.
Yeah, and that's it. Like, I would talk to him my last year. I was like, ah, fuck it. I'll talk to him on Skype, you know? so we had a web chat, which was pretty cool. But I like Christmas alone. It's going to be a blasty blast.
Mm-hmm.
Like some hot chocolate. Some brownies.
Anyways, Ben Brache, he just, in all caps... Yeah, well, you know, I'm saying by their names here.
Okay.
In all caps, he just says, talk about dicks. That was it. I think we did already, so...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we talked
yeah,
about dicks.
You know, you got a weird group of friends when it's like, wait, didn't we already talk about dicks?
I'm pretty sure we already talked about dicks at least once.
Yeah, no, it happens. And then Spencer replied back to Greg, says, I was actually on it this week, but it fudged up. Sorry,
which is
sorry,
true
Spencer.
Facts.
You guys should go follow Spencer. He's at Twitchin'. That's two I's, two H's.
No, G.
Let's just link it.
I said Twitchin'. Okay, you know it's gonna be on the site. Fuck this.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say previously.
And that's really about it right now. So yeah, there you go. That's Twitter right now.
Oh, that was all our questions.
Yeah, I mean there were some other ones, but I'm ignoring them for just good reasons. Trust me.
Not actually questions.
So if you guys tweeted one of those questions that I didn't answer, it was either after the fact, after this segment, so you were too slow, or maybe think about what you were saying and maybe tweet a better question next time.
Maybe reel.
Think about what you've
back
done.
In, you know, reevaluate.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, reel it back in. Okay, don't cast out so far. All right, keep it around the shore.
I hate to be cliche, but you know, check yourself before you wreck yourself. All that.
Yep. Because we joke around about butts and dicks. Okay, we get it.
You aren't allowed to.
We're friends.
Is that what you're trying to say?
No, what do you
we joke
go to,
around about
no,
them.
What do you want to go to
well, I'm just saying is like when a stranger comes up to you, you be like, talk about dicks. okay, there. Okay, well, okay. Males have penises. And,
sometimes they're circumcised, and sometimes they're not.
Some are really small, and you shouldn't call attention to them.
Because it's not polite.
That's not polite, and we don't accept that type of mean.
don't take kindly to milk. Those that don't take care.
Thanks, Terry. Breaking the ice, milk.
Milk.
Yeah. Hey, how many people had glasses of milk today?
I had a glass of milk.
Technically, I guess.
What do you mean? How do you technically have
it? It's milk, and then you put in that breakfast essentials shit. It's basically like a chocolate milk.
I lived off of that stuff when I had my old job.
You what?
I lived off of that stuff when I had my old job.
That stuff was great.
Mm-hmm. You gotta have non-fat milk though, otherwise you're gonna get fat.
Oh yeah, no. I don't.
You're gonna.
I was
have
raised on the non-fat stuff. Mm. I can't have anything else. Like regular ass milk is just gross to me.
Regular
ass milk.
You can't have.
Are you talking like whole milk? Because that's just not fat free. Because that's what I like.
Yeah, the whole milk.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, I was raised on 2%, but
yeah, me too.
2%.
I do 1%, which is okay. But I got skim milk once by accident, and I just wanted to blow my brains out.
I used to get fat-free milk, but now it tastes too watery. It's gross.
You used to get skim milk?
Yeah.
Skim milk's not even good enough
for
cereal.
Now we just get 2%.
I don't think I've ever had skim milk.
Don't.
Okay.
No, it even looks wrong. It's like a different color.
It looks clear.
I've had
almond
milk.
It's weird.
Don't ask me how that works.
Yeah, I've never tried it. Sarah's like, you probably like it. And I'm like, fuck that.
It's interesting. It's not. I feel like it's not something you just drink by itself. Like you have it with like cookies or something, because the flavor is just weird on its own.
Yeah.
But it's good to eat with like, or to drink with like a food or baked goods.
I don't like soy milk though. I used to like soy milk.
So I was like
that either.
I was born lactose intolerant. My mom said, the doctor said that my mom should give me goat's milk. Mm. But my mom was like, I'm tired of my baby smelling like a goat. And
she said, fuck that.
Smells like a goat.
Started slowly like putting regular milk in my formula and shit. And now I love milk and I drink it like it's fucking water.
Those few months when you were deprived of it.
Worst time of my life. I remember it vividly. Ripped from my mother's bosom. No milk to be found anywhere. Doctor.
Terry. Thousands of years ago.
many
moons.
There's
no lactose in goat's milk then? Is that what...
I don't know. I don't fucking know. I'm not a doctor. This time it actually works. I'm not a
goats
goddamn...
Goats have magic milk.
I don't know, apparently goat's milk's not as bad. I don't know.
Goat cheese is good. I like goat cheese. Mm.
Go get me another can of cheese, that's what I say.
Go jump off a cliff, you bitch. Dumb cheese.
I don't think you should call Dolan bitch.
What?
Yeah, I was just trying to be a part of this conversation about cheese.
Let's talk about some cheese. So we want to do a guy. There we go. Talked about it a few times on the podcast.
What?
I said we've talked about it too many times on the podcast.
What?
He wants to do a guy. He's come to my house to eat a block of cheese.
Block of cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good guy, though.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Another sniper goo. I have a sniper goo name.
Mm-hmm.
Like legit. Mm-hmm. Like authorized sniper goo.
You got to apply for that. And then you got to wait 90 days.
You got to get the franchise
score on that one.
You got to get the franchising rights. You're on a no. We're on a Halo team in Stockton together, so we all had sniper goo.
You were on a Halo team,
like a tournament.
Halo team.
Yeah, Halo. I don't know what the fuck to call it.
I don't know.
It's fucking almost 3 o'clock in the morning. Why don't you get off my dick?
Halo team.
Halo 2 team.
Yeah. Halo.
Not listening to you at all.
I'm gonna hang up and go to bed.
No, Ryan, it's okay.
Fucking hate you.
I had something else to talk about. Oh yeah, The Hobbit's coming out.
I'm excited.
I forgot to mention.
The Hobbit's coming out yesterday. Already posted over 40 billion in profit on its first night. But no, it's okay. Let's talk about
40 billion, huh? Are those numbers accurate?
Something like that. I read it in the news this morning.
Well, no, I forgot to mention that that wasn't on our movie of the year because none of us have seen it yet. But I will be seeing it today, later today.
I'm going to see it today or tomorrow.
I'm going to see it in 2D, and then I'm going to probably go back and see it in 3D.
Yeah, same here.
I'm just going to start in 3D. I paid $12 for a pair of like clip-ons. So.
Yeah, it's just... some people said that the aesthetics really ruined it for them. But then again, those could just be snobby pieces of shit that can't look
like
past it.
Too, like, documentary-ish or whatever. Yeah,
well, because it's the higher frame rate.
Yeah. Makes it look too realistic.
So,
oh, I like that, like, with the pirates. Like, Pirates of the Caribbean on Blu-ray look like that. Like, really realistic.
Well, like, I mean, like, that was still shot in 24 frames a second, though.
Yeah, like, but it looked like they were, like, rehearsing, and it was, like, a behind-the-scenes, not, like, the real movie. I can't describe it. I didn't like it. There's some Blu-ray that I'm just like, that's too much.
Yeah, so...
That's too HD.
Yeah, it's, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. Watched a little bit of The Fellowship tonight to kind of get in the mood for Hobbinsons.
Hobbinsons. The book was so much better than the other books.
The Hobbit.
You guys read
the
it?
300-page book was better than the three other books.
Yeah,
the three other books were so much detail.
Well,
yeah, they were
rocking.
Like way too.
Legolas farted as a leaf fell on the other side of the. Like, I don't even know.
The
like,
leaf died.
Was that just like coincidence that the leaf died, or is that like because of Legolas farting?
We may never farted. Know.
He was telling us the leaf was. Like leap and fall.
Yeah, I read The Hobbit in like high school. Yeah, I mean, I don't even remember it really.
I liked The Hobbit. I didn't.
Hobbit was very good.
I agree with Dull on that one. I thought the other two books were, or the other three books were just kind of like, okay.
I read the first Lord of the Rings. I couldn't finish the second one. It was
I got
stopped
through
halfway
the second,
through.
I never got through the third one.
I tried really hard.
Well, okay, if you think about it, The Hobbit is nice because it's short. It's basically cliff notes. So just read the cliff notes of the other three books and you're good.
Yeah.
No, The Hobbit is good because it's better.
Yeah, I agree. But I do not agree with three movies being made out of a very short book.
Well, okay, they're actually adding things.
They're adding stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and the third one is actually going to go more into... I just heard this from Leanne earlier tonight. It's going to talk about how Bilbo brought in Frodo.
His cousin? Or his nephew.
Because his parents, I can't remember. Did they die?
I don't know. The first book goes into that.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, as, like, they're going to go into more detail about like the transition of bringing Frodo in and Bilbo taking care of him.
As well as, I think, that. Like, stuff that happened while Bilbo was out on this adventure that he didn't know about that wasn't mentioned.
I guess. I'm
that led
sure.
into the second one or something. I don't know.
So, well, and it's not...
And add the, what?
It's not supposed it's to... It's not going to... It's Yeah, it's not going to be... It's not going to be just like, oh, they're making up... They're just fucking bullshitting the whole time. It's supposed to be like canon, you know? It's supposed to be...
Yeah, it's a stuff bunch of extra stuff.
Other, that goes other with shit. The story that just wasn't
well, yeah,
included.
He wrote a bunch of shit later. Like, yeah. Yeah, I get you.
So, it's all supposed right. to be good, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any doubt it's going to be good.
Right.
I just also don't doubt that, you know, they're going to fuck me over again. Like, let's go! And then the movie ends, you know?
Well, that's going to happen. I mean, it's three fucking movies.
I know. That's what I was saying previously.
But that's just how movies are, man. You get whatever. All right, what's the cliffhanger in this one? Oh, he was the ghost the whole time. Fuck!
That's a twist.
That's not a cliffhanger.
Not a cliffhanger.
That's a cliffhanger.
No.
Yeah,
it's
because...
It's like, oh, here comes the ghost. He's about
when
to
he comes back
off.
In the seventh sense, they're going to realize that he was the human the whole time. He
the
was the
whole
little
time.
Boy.
That's just different
he
twist.
Was just crazy.
The seventh.
No, you're still naming twists.
No, come on.
Nah, dude.
You can't even keep it together because he knows
something.
You guys
don't get it.
Nah, Terry, they don't get it. Terry gets it.
Have you guys seen movies ever?
Terry's just doing what his mom told him. She said that device a little slow, and you just humor him.
Well, yeah.
Well, I was told to do that.
Yeah.
Mama,
I think some. I think I'm going like at like 11 on Tuesday with a few classes at my school to go see it in like IMAX or something during school.
What? Speak up.
Yen.
Shh.
Did she say something about the yen? Should we invest in yen?
Yes.
Hey, you heard it here first.
Is that inside information? Because I can't accept that.
Nah.
All right, well, that killed the conversation. Good job.
Yeah, I didn't hear any of that. I'm waiting for her to...
Really, she's not going to tell us what she said, huh?
I think she's going to go see Hobbit in IMAX during school.
Yeah.
You're going to
cut
classes.
No. The teachers are going to take us.
You mean the teacher that has a Twitter about his dick? The teacher that you shouldn't be hanging out with anymore? He get fired?
No.
Because I'm gonna call your school and be like, listen, this dude has a Twitter about his dick and it's not funny. He hasn't posted anything.
We were standing in the hallway, and I shouted to my to the dean about it, and he was like, "Aha, aha, aha."
He's like, "Ah, yeah, maybe I follow it."
Yeah, I got one about my butt.
Maybe you should have set him down in a more serious situation and not yelled at him through the hall or down the hall.
Yo, teach.
Well, no, I didn't care. It wasn't supposed to be a serious situation. Why'd I have to be a serious situation?
Very interesting school over there.
Yeah, I do.
Everybody's high.
California.
A lot of the kids are. Let me tell you what. Straight out of rehab.
I'm sure you don't have to. It's horrible. Are they all pregnant?
No.
Oh, well.
There's only 40 kids in the whole school.
There's what, 40?
Yeah.
40,000?
No, just 40. We're in an office building.
I'm gonna ask,
so are you going to work or school?
Is this like a continuation school?
A what?
No, she's a junior. She's,
yeah, I know.
She's excelled, not a continued. Right? That's the word.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't you fucking explain it? I'm fucking trying to explain your goddamn school situation. All right?
No. Okay, so there's some really dumb kids and there's some really smart kids.
So the smart kids teaching the dumb kids?
This all sounds like a cover to me. That's all I'm trying to say.
We're right next to Social Security. We got all, like, these weird people on our floor.
I got it. Okay, so guys, this is the situation. All the teachers are bank robbers, okay? And they took over...
Why, we're in a bank building.
They took over this place, right? And they're pretending to be teachers so they can scout the joint. And they can plan their thing, and they're like, oh, no, we're just teaching these kids.
Are they bank dealers, or do they smoke weed? Because you said something about a joint.
No. No, Ryan.
The answer is no, right?
Yeah, the answer is no to both. And so,
I only
okay.
Have one question.
There, I know.
Exactly.
That's the twist. He was dead the whole time, Ryan.
That's the cliffhanger.
And so they're pretending to teach all these fucking kids, and they're just like, I don't know, get some of the rejects and some of the super smart kids, and we'll just have them kind of do things together, and we're gonna rob the place below us, and then they're getting out of there, and then Dole's gonna go to school one day, and then no one's there.
And then she's gonna find out she's still a freshman that hasn't learned anything. And then we're gonna
trash can. This is my first year there, though.
Then we're gonna go trash can, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're gonna put me in a trash can?
That's what trash canning is. You guys don't have that anymore. You guys just Twitter beef all the time, or what?
You kids too cool for trash canning.
Yeah, you guys got your Twitter beefing going on. That's all you do now, huh?
You guys got your Twitter and your Tiger Beat magazines, and think you're better than everybody now.
Beefcake magazines.
I used to read Tiger Beat.
I thought you were saying Beefcake. I was like, that's inappropriate.
Why would you say that? I can't believe you just said that.
My eyes hurt.
Close them. You gotta blink, hey, Ryan.
Ryan, blink.
If I close them, I'll fall asleep.
Imagine Ryan just starts snoring. Oh my god, Terry has to tell that story. Shit.
Oh yeah, he does. He has to.
What story?
So Tuesday, I went to San Francisco.
Story over. Okay.
And we stopped by the mall on Market Street, and we went to the food court. And there's this guy, a table over from us, this older guy, 60s or 70s, he's pretty old. But he's sitting like upright in this stool, leaning on this little table thing. And he's just passed out. He's asleep. So we're sitting there enjoying our meal in peace and good company. And all of a sudden, just on the side, we hear this guy just go... So we think, okay, this guy just farted or what? whatever. We ignore it. It's kind of funny. Whatever.
It's the city, okay? People
the
fart.
City. We thought he was a hobo. Honestly,
same
he
city where
been.
You can sit outside naked. So
He could have been. So we're go back to our meal, whatever, and just over and over again, just like. it's quiet at first, and it kind of ramps up every now and then, and it's just. He's just doing his own thing. He's freestyling with it. He's not actually farting, though. Like, we look over to him, we don't know if it were at the time, we didn't know if he was sleeping or what. We didn't, just kind of glance over and take little peeks real quick. And, like, his cheeks got, like, really huge. Like, he's blowing air out of his cheeks while he's sleeping and looking down. He's, like, snoring, kind of. And I don't even know how to explain it. He's got, like, saxophone player cheeks, Like,
you got chubby
they just
cheeks.
Blow out. So he's just sitting there making the sound, just going. So it's funny at first, obviously. But after a while, we've been sitting there for like 20 minutes, and this guy's just been going nonstop. It's kind of annoying. Like, shut up, we're trying to eat. So the last thing he did before we got up and left, he just rips a big ass one. He's just like. And he, like, wakes himself up, like, shakes awake, looks around like he doesn't know how he got there. He gets up and he walks away. So the awesome. Most bizarre thing that's ever happened ever.
Who was that? Oh man, look at the time.
What if a kid just farted? I'm leaving.
That would have been funny if he looked over to you and goes, You just farted.
No.
Yeah, whatever, kids. Pieces of shit.
You kids.
See you later.
Oh man, that was weird. A lot of homeless out there. A lot of homeless.
Yeah. I remember going up there a few years ago and we were walking around and it was so sad.
It's funny, Market Street is like, it's really nice when you first start on it, and just the further you go down, it just falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. The homeless just getting it in. It's really hard to tell the homeless from the hipsters, so. That's
or the hipsters from the homeless.
Yeah, that's true.
I felt underdressed, though, when I was there.
Did you?
People
really?
In their business wear.
Oh, yeah. Because you were
in their blazers and shit.
Tell them to go fuck themselves, Terry.
Yeah.
No.
You got to run up to them and then, like, slap your chest and be like, I'm from the valley.
Don't, Terry. Terry, don't. Hey, please don't.
I wasn't looking terrible either, but I felt like, you know, maybe. Terry, sure. Terry, maybe it looked like I just came out of one of these bank buildings and shit.
Terry. Yeah. Dress like Terry. You got money.
Dress like what do you mean about these bank buildings? What the fuck are you talking about, these bank buildings?
There's a lot of, like, businesses and shit.
I didn't actually hear what you said.
They have, like, and they also have, like convenience stores, like Rite Aid and shit. Rite Aid and McDonald's. They have those, like, every block. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, how many do you need? We literally walked across the street and there was another McDonald's. Across the street.
Is that important? Whatever you just sent me?
I didn't send it to just you. I sent it to everybody. But no, it's a... Okay, so yesterday I bought Ryan and Alex webcams from, you know, to get ready, whatever. So Alex fucking is just the dumbest piece of shit when it comes to ordering things online. It was a bit overboard. Okay, you know, I'm being dramatic for the podcast. Okay, come on, guys. Come on, back me up. Call him a bitch.
Bitch.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, so I send him the money, and I'm like, okay, Alex, I literally told him, like step by step what you got to do. I mean, not because I didn't believe that he couldn't do it on his own, just the fact that that's, you know, the nice thing to do. You send someone like, okay, here, sent him a link to the webcam you should buy. I sent him my shop runner ID so you can log in and get free 2-day shipping and everything like that. And I'm like, when you buy it at checkout, there'll be another login that you gotta put in to sign in for shop runner, and then you get free 2-day shipping. And so he tries logging in like over and over. He goes, it's not working. You know, I'm like, what do you mean it's not working? So it's just, it says it's invalid. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I go to ShopRunner and I check, and I'm like, no, that works, Alex. That's the right thing. Just, you got to add checkout. There'll be like a green login, whatever. Turns out he was trying to log in to Newegg using my ShopRunner ID. So he fucked up there. And so I'm like, okay, no, you got to sign in with your own Newegg thing. This is a separate login to get free shipping. So you do that, and he gets all that done. And not even, like, 2 minutes after buying it, he looks at his PayPal, and he goes, I don't think it went through. The money's still there. What's happening? And I'm like, it's been, like, 2 minutes. Just give it a second. Things have to process. It has to go to space and back, man. Just give it a fucking second. Fucking another 5 minutes, it goes by, and he goes, I don't know, man. It's not looking good. Like, he's ready to pull the plug on this thing right now. He's like, it's not working. I'm just going to check tomorrow. And he said that he was going to check tomorrow, but then he kept checking it and be like, it's not going through, man. I think I fucked up. And then, like, halfway through the podcast, the first podcast that we lost, he goes, oh, hey, it went through. And so
like,
I just
did it.
I just found this picture. I found this picture on Imgur that It says, "This is me every time I order something online." It's a picture of this like dude looking at his phone. It says, "Tracking info not available." And then right under that, it says, "Dude, you bought this 4 minutes ago. Chill out on the tracking." And I was like, "That's Alex. It just happened." Anyways, we've been going for a while. Let's end this podcast.
Yeah, because I'm like,
bye.
So thanks, everybody. Sorry it's late.
Bye.
We'll see you next week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, everything. We're going to post it everywhere. Live podcast next week.
As much information at him as possible all at once.
Check the website if you're missing anything or whatever. Okay, bye, everybody.
Team update tomorrow.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Saturday.